Okay, we are good to go.
Do we need Christy or anything? Or
I would imagine.
Hey, Christy. Well, seeing no public, there's a sign-in sheet for anyone who wants to say anything. If you want to put, turn the ringers off on your phones, the standard stuff. Call the meeting to order. See, we have a quorum here. Want to do roll call?
Yep. We can call roll. Okay, so Chairman Steve Warnke is absent. Acting Chairman Brian Arbell.
Here.
Doug Baker. Andrew Benjamin. Troy Berkshire. Dick Pumker.
Here.
Carl Kohler. Jim McGee.
Here.
John Merrill.
Here.
Bill Norris.
Here.
And Bob Woodmansey.
Here.
All right. Now it's time for public comment. Does anyone who'd like to make a comment on anything not on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, we'll close it to public comment. First item up for consideration is the amendment to the existing Yampa Valley Telecommunications Facility, their conditional use permit. We've all read our packet, feel informed. If the petitioner would like to start with this.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah. Could you poll the commission members to see if anybody has any objections to accepting this as is?
I think we'll see if he has any new comments to saying, and if Watkins has anything to say.
I would like to discuss some of the conditions of approval.
Watkins has a couple things he would like to mention, I think. So, state your name for the record. They're recording up there, so just to get anything. Yeah.
Does your son have anything to add?
So Watkins, do you have some information for us?
Sure. I guess you've all read the packet, so we know the main points. But I'd like to. I think we can clean up these conditions a little bit. Number 19. I would like to propose that you all add a little bit more detail based on a referral I got from the building department. Number 19 is that a Ralph County building permit must be obtained for the towers. I think it could more specifically read, permit must be obtained for any modification to the tower, buildings, or electrical system.
Or isn't that true regardless of whether it's conditioned?
Yeah.
But it'd be cleaner this way, I think. And then condition number 28, I think it would be better. It reads, socks, green paint, or other methods shall be used to camouflage. And instead of saying the tower, I think we should say the antennas and equipment to be in keeping with the monopine structure. Because that's more specifically what this petition is about.
All right. I had a question about number 25. It says anti-perching devices, and I didn't know if are those used still on this monopine?
In general, they are.
They
but
can
Paul,
use
you
both?
Might be able to be a little more specific. In general, they're a standard condition of approval, but with a monopine.
I thought the whole thing was a perching device, almost.
It's an anti-perching device. So generally, like the Fidelity Tower that you saw that came through, that was not a monopine, but they need to put...
The wires.
Exactly,
there.
You know. I believe they're still on the antennas and the arms itself, but the actual branches kind of do the same thing.
I just didn't know if that needed to be in there, because I didn't know if they could do those on a monopine or... if it mattered, or...
That's actually even taken from the original permit, so it was left in there.
Is it irrelevant, or can you put anti-perching devices on the monopine?
We can. The foliage branches kind of act like that.
gets them.
Okay, we are good to go.
Do we need Christy or anything? Or we... Well, you know, public. There's a sign-in sheet for anyone who wants to say anything. If you want to turn the ringers off on your phones, the standard stuff. Call the meeting to order. See if we have a quorum here. Want to do roll call?
Yep. Call roll. Okay, so Chairman Steve Warnke is absent. Acting Chairman Brian Arell.
Here.
Doug Baker. Andrew Benjamin. Troy Brookshire. Dick Clunker.
Here.
Carl Kohler. Jim McGee.
Here.
John Merrill.
Here.
Bill North.
Here.
And Bob with Nancy.
Here.
All right. Now it's time for public comment. Is anyone who'd like to make a comment on anything not on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, we'll close it to public comment. First item up for consideration is the amendment to the existing Yampa Valley Telecommunications Facility, their conditional use permit. We've all read our packet, feel informed. If the petitioner would like to start with this.
Mr. Chairman, could you poll the commission members to see if anybody has any objections to accepting this as is?
I think we'll see if he has any new comments to thing, and if Watkins has anything to say.
I would like to discuss some of the
and Watkins has a couple things he would like to mention, I think. So, state your name for the record. They're recording up there, so just to get anything.
My name is Paul Battaglia. I'm with Centerline Solutions on behalf of T-Mobile, and we are proposing to co-locate on the existing monopine there in Yampa, and the proposal is pretty much as written there in your packet.
That's it?
Yeah.
Does your son have anything to add?
He said he's good.
Watkins, do you have some information for us?
Sure. Over the packet, so we have the main points. But I'd like to, I think we can clean up these conditions a little bit. Number 19, I would like to add, those of you all have a little bit more detail based on the referral I got from the building department. Number 19 is the building permit must be obtained for the tower. I think it could be more specifically read. Permit must be obtained for any modification to the tower, buildings, or electrical systems.
Isn't that true regardless of whether it's a condition?
Yeah.
But if you clean it this way, I think. And then condition number 28, I think it would be better, but it reads SOX, green paint, or other method shall be used to camouflage. And instead of saying the tower, I think you should say the antennas and equipment to be used in the monopine structure. So that's more specifically what this condition is about.
All right. I had a question about number 25. This is anti-perching devices. And I didn't know if are those used still on this monopine?
In general, they are.
They can use both?
I might be able to be a little more specific. In general, they're a standard condition of approval. But with a monopine...
I thought the whole thing was a perching device, almost.
It's an anti-perching device. So generally, like the Fidelity Tower that you saw that came through, that was not a monopine, but they need to put...
The wires there.
Exactly. You know, I believe they're still on the antennas and the arms itself, but the actual branches kind of.
Yeah, it was interesting. I just didn't know if that needed to be in there because I didn't know if they could do those on a monopine or if it mattered.
That's actually even taken from the original permit, so it was left in there.
Is it irrelevant, or can you put anti-perching devices on the monopine?
We can. The foliage branches are kind of kind of act like that because they're more like just wires that kind of stick out. That picture on the very back, it's a little tougher to see the first color shot. Oh, wait, the second page is a little bit easier to see.
I just didn't know if we could remove that condition or...
Oh.
Or is it relevant? I mean, I would just strike that condition. I was just thinking...
I mean, I would be consistent with the original permit. That would be our recommendation.
Okay.
And it's just another layer of... It's usually a comment that we get back from CPW, which I don't believe we received any comments on this specific application, but we did for the Fidelity Tower, and that was one of their shared conditions they wanted on there. It could be a little redundant because of the branches themselves, in essence, have that.
Yeah, I didn't know if it just precluded them from even doing it because of that. So if we were asking for something that's not doable, mm-hmm. I would just say we should get rid of it. But if it's whatever, acting as it anyway, and it's not making any difference, I'm fine with it. My only other question was, Paul, are there any conditions here that weren't acceptable or unmeetable?
No, I mean, for 27, the landscape and the fencing, we were proposing to keep it as consistent as it is right now. Were you requiring additional landscaping or screening?
Yeah, the idea would be to plant some bushes or shrubs, something compatible with the low kind of trees or shrubs that are made.
Okay, would that be just for our addition or the entire... compound.
For the entire compound.
Okay.
Are you expanding the fenced area?
We are. So this is a Tower Co. owned site. T-Mobile will be, you know, leasing the space. But we're proposing to, let's see the best picture.
I think it was 8 feet or something.
Yeah, it's a 10x12 area. We have an 8x8 platform with our outdoor cabinet on top of it. We're not going to have built another structure like shown in the picture. And on the site plan, on page A1.2, our proposed area to increase is that southwest corner of the compound. So we'll just be extending that chain link fence and
10 feet.
And it's just a little 10 by 12 area over here.
You're adding panels to the antenna, right?
Another.
And they're going to look like the existing panels.
Right.
Up there.
Those are at 50 feet. We're going to be at 33 feet.
And you're referring to the landscape. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, condition number 27.
Would that be like a safe brush?
Around the base area of the tree.
Anything.
And the equipment area. You see on the photos from the distance that equipment area visible from town, that whole area. There could be landscaping that could be approved by Chad, the planning director, for approval. I don't think we're asking for much, but it would help screen that ground equipment area.
Would this be the entire circumference of the compound or just the side that faces Yampa?
Just that side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Okay.
They're more like just wires that you can see out. That picture on the very back, it's a little tougher to see the first color shot.
I just didn't know if we could remove that condition or...
What's that?
Or is it relevant? I mean, I would just strike that condition. I was just thinking...
I mean, I would be consistent with the original permit. That would be our recommendation.
Okay.
And it's just another layer of... It's usually a comment that we get back from CPW, which I don't believe we received any comments on this specific application, but we did for the Fidelity Tower... and that was one of their strict conditions they wanted on there. It could be a little redundant because of the branches themselves. In essence, ACTA.
Yeah, I didn't know if they just precluded them from even doing it because of that. So if we were asking for something that's not doable,
mm-hmm.
I would just say we should get rid of it. But if it's whatever acting as it anyway, and it's not making any difference, I'm fine with it. My only other question was, Paul, are there any conditions here that weren't acceptable or unmeetable?
No, I mean, for 27, the landscape and the fencing, we were proposing to keep it as consistent as it is right now. Were you requiring additional landscaping or screening?
Yeah, the idea would be to plant some bushes or shrubs, something compatible with the low kind of trees and shrubs that are there that now, but...
Okay, would that be just for our addition or the entire...
For the entire ground equipment area.
Okay.
Are you expanding the fenced area?
We are.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is a Tower Co-owned site. T-Mobile will be leasing the space. But we're proposing to...
I think it was 8 feet or something.
Yeah, it's a 10x12 area. We have an 8x8 platform with our outdoor cabinet on top of it. We're not going to have built another structure like shown in the picture. And on the, let's see if on the south wing. Yeah, on page A1.2.
So it's just a little 10x12 area on them.
Right. When this tower first came through, it was AT&T New Singular Wireless back in 2012. That specific condition was not included in the review of that tower. It should have been. Moving forward, that's always a general standard condition that we do put on towers. And being that this is, aesthetics and visual is some of a concern for this tower when it originally came through. I wasn't here back then. I don't know why that was not included on, but you do have the opportunity to consider that condition today as part of this application.
You're adding panels to the antenna, right?
We're adding, yeah, another.
They're going to look like the existing panels
right
out there.
Those are 50 feet. We're going to be at 33 feet.
Now, you're referring to the landscaping. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, condition number 27.
Okay.
So that would be around the base area of the tree and the equipment area. Mm-hmm. If you can see on the photos from a distance, that equipment area is visible from town, that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
There could be landscaping that could be approved by Chad, the planning director, for approval. I don't think we're asking for much, but it would help screen that ground equipment area.
Would this be the entire circumference of the compound or just the side that faces Yamba?
Just that side. That's correct. Yeah.
You see it in your house.
And it's probably just sagebrush or something that can live up there with no irrigation and no...
Yeah, and that's something we've worked with the applicant. I mean, we were pretty lenient on that condition. Obviously, there's probably... you don't want to plant something that's going to require watering and stuff like that, but something that would be more in keeping with the surrounding area. It is pretty bare up there now. When you do look up there, it's the only... tree-like structure, I guess you could say, up there.
That's
but
so dumb.
With a little landscaping on the ground would probably be just something to consider because the mix is really 9 feet tall. So. Yeah. And also to consider as part of the standards and the zoning regulations, that is a standard for them to screen the ground equipment area. So.
Well, seems how he's my neighbor. And I want to get rid of a lot of sarsaparilla bushes up there because I think they're a fire hazard. He can come and get all that you
Take
want.
Take them all.
Right. It's right next door there.
Replant them. Okay.
Free sarsaparilla. It is, it's... I don't know whether landscaping would be good there or not because it's a natural environment, right, like it is now.
Well, the way the condition reads, it's also screening and fencing. We may be able to work out something where instead of it being open chain link, maybe some slats to cover up that ground area. That's something that could be considered as well.
Yeah, or chain link sometimes reflective too. I mean, could it? Do you see it? Like, if you're, could it be painted with a non-reflective paint or something, even?
Exactly. I mean,
something.
Well, actually, I just see the top, so I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
If you do anything to it, it'll become more visible. I mean, it's hard to see it from when you're coming down the road.
It's turned out where it's not easy to look there now. People said, oh, well, heck, that's nuts.
Yeah. Bill?
Just a housekeeping thing. On 26, we've got dual landscaping conditions, and 26 couldn't quite read it right. Installation and proper and continuing maintenance. Is that proper installation and continuing maintenance, or is it?
I think that second and doesn't need to be.
Installation and proper continuing maintenance?
Yeah.
So that would be...
However you'd like it to read, but I think installation and maintenance are two different things, but I think they both have pretty much the same meaning.
Kill the second and?
Or proper installation and continuing maintenance? Because it should be proper anyway.
Yeah,
right. I don't know.
27 should probably be... I mean, the point of 26 is that, if you were to require landscaping, that if they didn't properly maintain it and it died off, that they would have to either landscape again or, whatever it may be.
Well, I don't have a problem with the conditions of, as Watkins cleaned up a little on 19, for building and electrical permits that are needed and adding for the, and say for the antennas and things, not just for the tower. Any other, John, you have any comments?
I do not.
Dick?
The only thing I would say that, it's my experience living there, that I did have the hillside cleared at one time first. I did, my grandparents did for a ski area up there. And now that's all come back, and it's in the form of natural stuff like the sarsaparilla and the chokecherry and different plants like that. I would be more inclined to see these taken out and just let nature do its thing up there, like it's always done. I mean, it does come back, and it will come back in that form is what it will be. But I don't know that I can ever recall anything on that ridge being there other than what it is right now. It's just the way it's built.
Right. And the fence itself will accumulate seeds and things blowing through, and it'll hit the fence. Stuff will grow up near it. just in general, right? I mean, it'll almost help mitigate itself in a way.
But the controlling of the weeds, that would be the thing that I would be concerned with more than anything else.
So we've got that, so. And it's probably just sagebrush or something that can live up there with no irrigation and no...
Yeah, and that's something we can work with the applicant. I mean, we were pretty lenient on that condition. You know, obviously there's probably... you don't want to plant something that's going to require watering and stuff like that, but something that would be more in keeping with the surrounding area. It is pretty bare up there now. When you do look up there, it's the only tree-like structure, I guess you would say, up there. but a little landscaping on the ground would probably be best for you to consider.
Because the fence is, I believe, 9 feet tall, so some lower trees, shrubs is the idea.
And also to consider, as part of the standards in the zoning regulations, that is a standard for them to screen the ground equipment area. So.
Well, since how he's my neighbor,
yep,
and I want to get rid of a lot of sarvisberry bushes up there because I think they're a fire hazard, he can come and get all that you want. And it's right next door there. So
we can maybe work that out.
No, but it is, you know, I mean, it's... I don't know whether the landscaping would be good there or not, because it's a natural environment, right, like it is now.
Well, the way the condition reads, it's also screening and fencing. We may be able to work out something where instead of it being open chain link, maybe some slats to cover up that ground area. That's something that could be considered as well.
Yeah, or chain link, sometimes reflective, too. I mean, could it... Do you see it? Like, if you're, could it be painted with a non-reflective paint or something?
Exactly. I mean, another.
Well, actually, I just see the top of it, so I can't really tell you.
It would become more visible. I mean, it's hard to see it from when you're coming down the road.
Yeah, I think it's very visible.
It's turned out where it's a non-issue up there now. People said, "Oh, well, heck, that's nuts."
Yeah. Bill, just the housekeeping.
Right. I think the second "and" doesn't need to be there. So that's all.
Installation and proper continuing maintenance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be...
However you'd like it to read, but I think installation and maintenance are two different things, but I think they both have pretty much the same meaning.
Kill the second "and"
or proper installation and continuing maintenance. It should be proper anyway.
Yeah, right.
27 should probably be in front of 26. I mean, the point of 26 is that, you know, if you were to require landscaping, that if they didn't properly maintain it and it died off, that they would have to either landscape again or, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a problem with the conditions of, as Watkins cleaned up a little on 19 for building and electrical permits that are needed, and
28
adding for the, you know, and say for the antennas and things, not just for the tower. Any other, John, you have any comments?
I do not.
Dick?
The only thing I would say that is my experience living there, that I did have the hillside cleared at one time. First, I did, my grandfathers did, for a ski area up there. And now that's all come back, and it's in the form of natural stuff, like the sarvisberry and the chokecherry and the different plants like that. I would be more inclined to see these taken out and just let nature do its thing up there, like it's always done. I mean, it does come back, and it will come back in that form is what it'll be. But I don't know that I can ever recall anything on that ridge being there other than what it is right now. It's just, that's just the way it's built.
Right, and you know, the fence itself will accumulate seeds and things blowing through, and the fence stuff will grow up near it.
You will have,
you know,
yeah.
In general, right? I mean, it'll almost help mitigate itself in a way.
But the controlling of the weeds, that would be the thing that I would be concerned with more than anything else. So
you've got that. So
yeah, that's in there. So
that's a condition number 22 about the noxious weeds.
Yeah, that would be the biggest issue that I would have with it.
Are you still seeing on that building?
I know, I know. But I'll let the kids come up and slide and do whatever you want to
do.
I would just respond to Dick saying trying to enhance the succession of that vegetation up there, if it will start, would be worthwhile rather than just taking a risk of whether it will or not, or what will come in.
That's a very good point. You know,
especially if it's something like serviceberry.
Yeah.
Sagebrush is hard to establish, but serviceberry might not be.
Like I say, if you want some, I've got tons of.
You can also make it specific to it being native to the area. You know, we're not going to ask to landscape with something that would.
Right, we're not.
No palm trees.
Putting poppies and orchids and things.
Orchids would be a nice touch.
And flamingos.
That can come under.
However you want to do it. However you feel comfortable with it.
Okay. Jim, are you good with all this?
I'm good.
Anyone? Well, for the sake of this, if there's any public comment on this issue, now is the time. Seeing none, we'll close it to public comment. And sure.
I move for the approval of this amendment to the AMPA telecommunications facility conditional use permit activity number PP 2015-023 with the one finding fact as noted with the general conditions 1 through 13 with the specific conditions 14 through 28 with 19 having been amended to add permit must be obtained for any modification to towers or electrical system with 27 now following 25 and Raptor spelled correctly in 25.
Thank you.
26 shall state proper installation and continuing maintenance of landscaping, lighting, and or buffering materials or structures shall be required. And adding on 28, camouflage and tower and antenna equipment.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Gerald, yes.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Good luck with your new addition to your antenna.
Do you need language for the
What do you got for us, Christy?
All right, administrative report. So Steve will not be back until after for the next two meetings. So he'll be back at the beginning of September. And we'll touch base on Monday.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the next public hearing we have is July 16th. We have one item scheduled. It's for a second oil well on an existing oil pad for the Dill Gulch site. So Chris Berkshire will be handling that application.
Is this a directional drill then? Is it using the same site? Is that what I'm understanding?
They are. They're using the same well pad. So it's a second drill pad.
Are they using the same hole to start initially and then
I don't know the particulars of that application.
According to the newspaper, I think it implied bigger well pad, somewhat different hole.
Yeah, I think it's actual new
drill.
It's a second drill. So yeah, it's a second drill, but they may be doing horizontal if that's what you're asking.
Well, usually it's the rig that they put on there. If it does horizontal, it's there. It's special design.
Yeah.
They put it on and they said it's an exploratory.
Are they fracking
well,
it?
I figured on the same level, probably.
I believe so.
They say that probably will.
Yeah. So that will be the only application on, and that's up on CR53C. And then after that, we have one application scheduled for August 20th.
That's in there. So,
that's condition number 22.
Yeah. That would be the biggest issue that I would have.
Are you still skiing on that hill, Dick?
No, I'm not. But I'll let the kids come up and sled and ski whatever they want to do.
I would just respond to Dick saying that trying to enhance the succession of that vegetation up there, if it will start, would be worthwhile rather than just taking a risk of whether it will or not or what will come in. And I don't think, you know, especially if it's something like serviceberry, sagebrush is hard to establish, but serviceberry might not be. But,
like I say, if you want some, I've got tons of them.
You can also make it specific to it being native to the area that you're in. We're not going to ask to landscape something that would.
Right, we're not putting poppies and orchids in there.
The orchids would be a nice touch.
That can come under the planning director's approval.
Okay.
Jimmy, you good with all this?
I'm good.
Anyone? Well,
other than my usual
for the sake of this, if there's any public comment on this issue, now is the time. Seeing none, we'll close it to public comment. And
I'll make a motion.
Sure.
I move for the approval of this amendment to the Yampa Telecommunications Facility Conditional Use Permit Activity Number PP 2015-023 with the one finding of fact as noted with the general conditions 1 through 13 with the specific conditions 14 through 28, with 19 having been amended to add permit must be obtained for any modifications to towers or electrical system, with 27 now following 25, and Raptor spelled correctly in 25. 26 shall state proper installation and continuing maintenance of landscaping, lighting, and or buffering materials or structures shall be required. And adding on 28, camouflage the tower and antenna equipment.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Chair votes yes. Wow. Yes,
new reactor.
Good luck with your new addition to your antenna.
Everybody check it
out. Could just get Verizon on there now. In good shape.
Girl has
what do you got for us, Christy?
Get the vital.
So Steve will not be back.
Get all the long, long.
The next two meetings. So he'll be back beginning of September.
See you, Cookie Monster.
You're welcome.
And the next public hearing we have is July 16th. We have one item scheduled. It's for second oil well on an existing oil pad for the launch site. So Chris Berkshire will be handling that application.
Is this a directional drill then? It's using the same site, is that what I'm understanding?
They are. They're using the same well pad. So it's a second drill pad.
They're using the same hole to start initially and then.
I don't know the particulars of that application.
According to the newspaper, I think it implied bigger well pad, somewhat different hole.
Yeah, I think it's an actual new
new drill.
It's a second drill. So yeah, it's a second drill, but they may be doing horizontal if that's what you're asking.
Well, usually it's the rig that they put on there. If it's does horizontal. It's there. It's a special design.
Yeah.
I noticed that they put it on and they said it was an exploratory.
Are they fracking
well,
it?
But I figured on the same path, probably.
They say they probably will.
Right across the river.
So that will be the only application on, and that's up on the CR 5150. And then after that, we have one application scheduled for August 20th, and that's for road resources again. They're coming in to revise their special use permit, and specifically, they're looking to amend their site plan and allow equipment list. Similar to what you all saw last time. So Alan has been working with them to come into compliance. There's a good chance that this could be pulled if they do fall into compliance prior to the date of the hearing.
Oh, so they're doing this to get them into compliance. They're going to change the permit other than to change what they're up to.
Exactly. So it's going to be a very similar discussion if it moves forward and actually is heard. To what you heard last time,
it seems like they made some improvements, though.
They have, but not fully, and it's been almost a year now.
So. I understand they're having some financial difficulties.
They have been for quite some time.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that falls into it also. But
we need to make the drive to the dump more attractive.
They're not exactly complying with their existing SUV. So, and then after that, I don't believe we have anything scheduled going into September as of yet.
How does this?
We have tons of applications coming in. They just haven't been scheduled yet. So,
with all the vacations, it's hard to get them scheduled and everything,
yes.
Right?
How does what you see this summer compare with last summer and previous summers in terms of the load?
I think we are way busier this year.
Oh, really?
But even though we just had different types of applications. We have a lot of court enforcement, court walk-ins, actually, I have to pass that point. But a lot of code enforcement issues. And then also a lot of building permit activity coming through, and then a lot of long-range planning that we're dealing with. And one of the other items that we're going to be discussing, which actually is scheduled, it might be on that August 20th date. I don't know why it can come up, but we're going to be having a work session on vacation rentals by owner.
August 6th.
August 6th. Why did that not count? I skipped a date there. Oh, no, that was I'm sorry. So the next hearing is July 16th. The hearing after that is July 20th. And then August 6th, we do have one item scheduled right now, and that is a discussion on the Board of County Commissioners wants to open up a discussion to consider allowing nightly rentals in the county, which is currently prohibited.
Everywhere except commercial zone areas.
Exactly. So out in the county, you can only rent monthly, and beyond be considered long-term rentals. They want to have that discussion whether or not to consider nightly rentals like they allow in the city.
Christy, could you run through those dates again? Because it sounded like there were three in July.
Yeah, I think you said July for the 20th. I think you meant August.
16th and 20th of July. Wait, back to that.
I'm just looking at my calendar here. So we have July 16th. And that is July 30th is Rogue.
So there's three in July.
There is two in July, the 16th.
No, today.
Today is the first July.
It's just not counting. Today is all.
That's already counted.
Done. Work.
And then it is fall.
Technicalities.
Yeah. And then vacation rentals.
Is August.
August. Yeah.
to hearing this in a row. That doesn't make sense. I'll have to send you all out an email on Monday of those correct dates. So we got July 16th, and that's for Rogue Resources again. They're coming in to revise their special use permit, and specifically, they're looking to amend their site plan and allowed equipment list, similar to what you all saw last time. So Alan has been working with them to come into compliance. There's a good chance that this could be pulled if they do fall into compliance prior to the date of the hearing.
Oh, so they're doing this to get them into compliance. They're going to change the permit other than
exactly.
change what they're up to.
Exactly. So it's going to be a very similar discussion if it moves forward and actually is heard to what you heard last time,
It seems like they've made some improvements, though.
They have, but not fully, and it's been almost a year now.
So. Understand they're having some financial difficulties.
They have been for quite some time. Yeah, so that falls into it also, but they're not exactly
more attractive.
They're not exactly complying with their existing SUP. So
yeah,
and then after that, I don't believe we have anything scheduled going into September as of yet. So even though we have tons of applications coming in, they just haven't been scheduled yet. So.
With all the vacations, it's hard.
Exactly, right? Yes.
Right.
How does what you see this summer compare with last summer and previous summers in terms of the load?
I think we are way busier this year.
Really?
But even though we haven't had, we just had different types of applications. We have a lot of code enforcement, poor walk-ins. It's his hazing. Actually, I guess we're past that point. But a lot of code enforcement issues. And then also a lot of building permit activity coming through, and then a lot of long-range planning that we're dealing with. And one of the other items that we're going to be discussing, which actually is scheduled, it might be on that August 20th date. I don't know why it didn't come up, but we're going to be having a work session on vacation rentals by owner.
August 6th.
August 6th. Why did that not come up? I skipped a date, apparently. Oh, no, that was July. I'm sorry. So the next hearing is July 16th. The hearing after that is July 20th. And then August 6th, we do have one item scheduled right now, and that is a discussion on the Board of County Commissioners wants to open up a discussion to consider allowing nightly rentals in the county, which is currently prohibited.
Everywhere except commercial zone areas.
Exactly. So out in the county, you can only rent monthly and beyond, which would be considered long-term rentals. They want to have that discussion whether or not to consider nightly rentals like they allow in the city.
Christy, could you run through those dates again? Because it sounded like there were three in July.
Yeah, I think you said July for the 20th. I think you meant August. 16th and 20th of July.
Okay. I'm just looking at my calendar here. So that's August 6th. So we have July 16th. And that is July 30th is Rogue.
So there's three in July.
There is two in July, the 16th. We're not counting.
That's already
you're trying to get
ball.
Me.
It's just the way the days fall.
Yeah. And then vacation rentals. August. Are you sure it's a 6?
Yeah.
I don't have that written down. So that would be 2 hearings in a row. That doesn't make sense. I'll have to send you all out an email on Monday of those correct dates.
Chad, but...
What?
Do they still quit giving them gas money?
Hold on 1 second.
Over a year.
I mean, that's what we said.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They haven't.
Right. Oh, you know.
There's no way that they
figured it out.
I don't know.
So we got July 16th, probably Jill Gulch. We have August 6th is Vacation Rentals, and then August 20th is Rogue Resources.
That made it work.
Speaking of code enforcement, how are things going in Pine Springs?
Well, the latest, we've got one of them resolved. They resolved it by selling their property to an adjoining neighbor, one of the, I forget the name of the subdivision, but
Alpine
Mountain Ranch. And that was,
I think it was that. Yeah, so they sold it to them, and it seemed like it was mutually beneficial. Needed 5 more acres to be able to have a detached well unit, I think, and they were very happy to give them their 5 acres in Pine Springs.
And that was the lot that had the bus on it.
No, that was the girlfriend.
So they sold their property to Alpine Mountain Ranch. And the purpose of that, I believe, was the owners of Alpine Mountain Ranch, they want to have a secondary dwelling unit on the property, like a caretaker unit. They didn't have enough acreage for that, so they needed this 5 acres in order to be able to build.
So they have to consolidate that lot then?
They will. It's not a process that you'll see. They just record it.
They change the plat.
Right. It's a no plat.
Or
they could just do that by meets and bounds. Yeah. And so that leaves 2 open code enforcement cases in Pine Springs. Was for the property with the yurt on it.
Oh.
Gerald and someone built the deck of Billy Berman. So that's going on. However, this whole vacation rentals is going to be an interesting topic because we do get a lot of calls and complaints for people renting out their property nightly. And it's very difficult for us to prove that.
So are the complaints, you think, is it really causing a problem in the county, like code enforcement, is it, or are they just neighbors who don't like one another, you know, like we have?
I think there is legitimate concern out there, but a lot of times your HOA handles those type of things, but really hard to enforce.
But that's their problem.
So let's say Willow Creek Pass or something, like their HOA would preclude them from doing VRBO anyway.
Right.
So
this
is not a county
thing,
this is an HOA thing.
No, it's both.
It's
both because it happens where there aren't HOAs either. So
I don't know. Why shouldn't they be able to rent by the way?
Word strictly against the law.
There's a lot of people that are following this very closely. And
NPR is doing a show on tomorrow morning.
And what good does it do to feel the other way? Why not just leave them alone, let them do what they need to do?
Why do we have zoning?
Why do we? Get line cases.
Huh?
I mean, you use your property effectively.
Question. And I was going to ask this of Chad, but...
He's not here. So
they used to pay us gas money, but I haven't seen anything in probably a year or so.
In years? Or a year?
A year.
And
did they quit doing that? I don't know.
I think it's... Seems to me like every 6 months or something.
I
got one last summer.
Talk to Ronnie.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Got one around the first of the year.
I don't know how often.
He's been doing it every 6 months.
But I don't know. I just haven't seen anything for a while. I just wondered if they were still doing that or not.
To my knowledge, we are. So I think it's every 6 months, which makes sense. So I would follow up with Ronnie to see, you know, when the last time the billing went out. I don't know how she, I don't know if she does it all at the same time for everybody or from the date of your start. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask her for you.
It's nice. Well, it's kind of like going past go and collecting $200.
Need to get a Prius.
I just want those cookies.
I see these Priuses on the road. They're always passing me.
Are we adjourned? To adjourn?
We're adjourned. Meeting adjourned.
You're trying to get out of here, aren't you?
Still going. We have August 6th. Is the vacation rentals, and then August 20th is Rogue Resources. We skipped over one.
Speaking of code enforcement, how are things going in Pine Springs?
Well, the latest.
We've got one of them resolved. They resolved it by selling their property to an adjoining neighbor, one of the, forget the name of the subdivision, but
Alpine
Mountain Ranch.
I think it was them. They sold it to them, and it seemed like it was mutually beneficial. They needed 5 more acres to be able to have a detached dwelling unit, I think, and they were very happy to give them their 5 acres in Pine Springs.
And that was the lot that had the bus on it.
Okay.
So they sold their property to Alpine Mountain Ranch. And the purpose of that, I believe, was the owners of Alpine Mountain Ranch, they want to have a secondary dwelling unit on the property, like a caretaker unit, and they didn't have enough acreage for that, so they needed this 5 acres in order to be able to build it.
So they have to consolidate that lot then?
They will. Mm-hmm.
It's not a process that you'll see. They just record it in the clerk and recorder's office.
The plat.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
No plat.
They could just do that by meets and bounds.
Yeah. And so that leaves 2 open code enforcement cases in Pine Springs.
And that was for the property with the yurt on it. Fitzgerald and...
And someone built the deck with no building permit.
So that's going on. However, with this whole vacation rentals is going to be an interesting topic because we do get a lot of calls and complaints for people renting out their property nightly. And then it's very difficult for us to prove that.
So are the complaints, you think, is it really causing a problem in the county? Like code enforcement, is it? Or are they just neighbors who don't like one another, you know? Like,
I think there's legitimate concern out there, but a lot of times your HOA handles those type of things, but it's really hard to enforce. So
let's say Willow Creek Pass or something. Yeah. Like, their HOA would preclude them from doing VRBO anyway.
Right.
So it's
not a county thing. This is an HOA thing.
No, it's both.
It's both because it happens where there aren't HOAs either. So,
I don't know. Why shouldn't they be able to rent by the night?
Well,
that's why we're having a discussion.
There could be some serious impacts to neighbors. So, and there will be probably some people who are willing to tell you about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are following this very closely and feel completely opposite as you do. So.
And what good does it do them to feel the other way? Why not just leave them alone, let them do what they need to do?
Why do we have zoning?
Why do we? In a lot of cases. Huh?
The way you use your property affects other people's property.
Yeah. Of course.
Any other?
And I was going to ask this of... Chad, but they used to pay us gas money, but I haven't seen anything in probably a year or so.
In years or a year?
A year.
Oh, a year.
Did they quit doing that? I don't know.
I think it seems to me like every 6 months or something.
But I haven't seen anything like this.
Yeah. We'll have to ask Ronnie. I don't know how often.
I think it used to be quarterly, but I don't know. I just haven't seen anything for a while. I just wondered if they were still doing that or not.
To my knowledge, we are. So I think it's every 6 months, which makes sense. So I would follow up with Ronnie to see, you know, when the last time the billing went out. I don't know how she, I don't know if she does it all at the same time for everybody or from the date of your start. I'm not sure. I'll have
to look
into
it for you.
No, I was just curious because I had
Tesco and collecting $200.
There you
go. We'll make sure we have the
Prius is on the road and they're always passing me.
Are we adjourned, Mr. Chairman?
We're adjourned. Meeting adjourned.
You're trying to get out of here, aren't you?
I'm out.
Thanks to you.
It makes up for the really long ones that we've had. It sounds like something's burning.
So is the new, you know where they want to put the new high school?
Yeah.
That's in the county, right? Is it?
No, that's the city.
It is? It's yep. In the city?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. I mean, they were considering the county out near Steamboat, too.
Good to see you.
And have a good night. Thank you. So they,
no, this bigger lot works better.
This works better. Yeah, no, this one is within the city limits, and then that works out so much better for them anyway. You know, that location. Exactly. They were going to have problems with their capacity out in Steamboat, too. I mean, there was water available, but sewer. That was a major problem, and that was something, you know, they've gotten so far along with these plans, and you didn't think to call Doug up to be like, hey, by the way, how does this site work for you, you know?
Right, and be like, how many toilets?
Exactly. Be like, oh, crap, you know? Thank you very much.
Yeah, huh?
Drive afterwards. All right.
I feel a little bit bad for Paul. Actually, more than I definitely do.
I know.
Literally. Just drive up, drive down.
But at the same time.
I did that once when I was moving my stuff. I told him that he didn't have to come.
You did, right?
Yeah.
This nice little backup to keep away from all the traffic.
We hit that in 20 minutes. That was.
And we.
This works better than I know. Yeah, this one is within the same.